Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, occasional rain showers in the mid-40s. Winds will be from the northeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy rain showers, then rain and snow at mid-30s with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, isolated chances of rain and snow, then isolated rain showers will see highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 20s, and Sunday, mostly sunny, highs around 50. Right now, it's 43.
Good Friday morning, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Two top leaders of the Kansas Highway Patrol are leaving that agency. Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday in a news release that Colonel Mark Bruce, the agency's superintendent, and Lieutenant Colonel Randy Moon, an assistant superintendent, have resigned. Kelly said Shawnee County Sheriff Herman Jones will take the agency over. The governor's spokeswoman said she couldn't comment on the departures because they were personnel matters. Three Kansas State University students who were banned on Wednesday from the Kansas State House for a year have been reinstated. The Kansas City Star reports Capitol officials yesterday reversed the ban that was imposed after the students helped hang large banners saying top Republican legislators who oppose expanding Medicaid have blood on their hands. Capitol Police Officer Scott Whitesell says he imposed the ban because the students violated a policy on demonstrations. Mid-America Network News.
You can tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with dependable, high-quality Kubota equipment. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons, inviting you to join us for our Kubota Ride and Drive event on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both Mount Hope and Winfield locations. We will have food, drinks, and prizes. We have a full line of Kubota equipment, and you can get in the driver's seat. Utility vehicles, compact and high-horsepower tractors, lawn and garden tractors, zero-turn mowers, hay equipment, and farm implements. Take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing promotions going on now with Kubota, like the Kubota BX80 series that gets you any job done right. Dig, mow, haul, and it comfortably maneuvers in tight places. Get a BX80 for zero down and 0% APR financing for 60 months. Don't miss the Ride and Drive event to get the best deal. We look forward to seeing you at Schmidt & Sons on Saturday, April 6th at Mount Hope or Winfield. Find more information at schmitting.com.
Now through June 30th, 2019, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
A California man is facing decades in prison when he's sentenced for emergency calls, including one that led Wichita police to fatally shoot a man. Tyler Barris will be sentenced today in federal court at Wichita. The 26-year-old California man pleaded guilty to 51 charges related to fake calls and threats. His case drew national attention on the practice of swatting, a form of retaliation in which gamers get police to go to an online opponent's address. A former Douglas County Sheriff's deputy has pleaded no contest to aggravated battery as part of a plea deal that dropped a charge of engaging in sexual activity with a female inmate. 47-year-old Mario Godinez entered a no contest plea to the felony charge this week. Godinez was charged in September with engaging in consensual sexual activity with a female inmate at the Douglas County Jail. And weather forecasters say that rain rules the forecast today in the Sunflower State for portions of Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A Western Nebraska agriculture truck and belt trailer maker is seeking to expand, adding up to 30 jobs over the next 5 years. Radio station KNEN reports that Aulick Industries of Scotts Bluff submitted a proposal this week to the Scotts Bluff Community Redevelopment Authority to expand the business. Company spokesman Austin Aulick says the company is looking to invest about $5 million in the upgrade. Low-income Nebraskans recovering from this month's massive flooding could now be eligible for federal food benefits. U.S. Department of Agriculture announced this week it's approved disaster SNAP benefits for qualified residents of the state. SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps. And Offutt Air Force Base reporting that some of the 9 aircraft that were evacuated due to flooding returned to the base yesterday. Mid-America Network News.
Make plans to attend the annual Kaiser Angus production sale Thursday, April 4th at the ranch near Park, Kansas at 1 p.m. Selling 80 stout Angus bulls, both strong aged fall and spring yearlings, sired by the most progressive AI sires in the beef industry. Sons of AI sires include Baldridge Brump, Tex Playbook, Baldridge Command, Fortress, XR Stud, Gar Surefire, and Cowboy Up will be offered. Full selling are selected for calving ease, powerful growth, and carcass merit. Also featuring 23 registered elite ET yearling open heifers sired by Gar Surefire and Cowboy Up. Many flush sisters will sell. To view the catalog and videos, visit dvauction.com. For more information, call Daryl at 785-673-3357 or visit kaiserangus.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At a special board meeting this week, USD 364 Board of Education formally approved hiring Denise Guy as interim superintendent for the upcoming school year. She retired from USD 435 in Abilene a year ago and has 32 years experience in education, starting in the classroom, working through the system to become a superintendent several years ago. She will formally begin duties July 1st. And will begin working with current administration in the next few weeks, preparing for a transition in July. Marysville Superintendent Bill Mullins had previously tendered his resignation, effective at the end of his school year, as he continues a battle with cancer. Marysville City Council meeting Monday approved moving forward with applying for both options for improvements to U.S. 77 South, as recommended by BG Consultants. The work would be a continuation of improvements slated to begin this summer, to include reconstruction of the U.S. 3677 intersection and U.S. 77 South to a point near the city park. Going forward, further improvements suggested were an extension further south to the bridge with a $1 million grant funding from KDOT at a city cost of $557,000. A second option at lower cost would extend the improvements only as far south as Jackson Street. A further option to better accommodate trucks turning at the U.S. 3677 junction would shift the lanes west at that intersection from Broadway north to Center and 10th Street going north. Council members asked a number of questions regarding this proposal at a previous meeting. No final action has been taken pending KDOT approval of grant funds. The Department of Transportation has indicated that improving the turning radius at 10th and Center is a top priority. A bid from Kramer Oil for purchase of several acres of city-owned property at 1206 11th Road was approved. Chad Kramer submitted the loan bid of $50,000, indicating that Kramer Oil plans to begin construction soon on an 8,000-square-foot building for storage of product. The property has been vacant over a decade after the city purchased it in 2006 in order to qualify for a grant for a new fire station at the site, which the city did not receive. An ordinance recommended by the Admin and Finance Committee restricting parking of vehicles on private property was sent back to further review definitions and restrictions. A variety of comments were heard by council members expressing concern with the issue, balancing property owner rights with neighbors' expectations, as well as the ability for handicapped individuals easier access. Stronger enforcement of the nuisance ordinances currently in place was encouraged. It was noted that a number of vehicles sitting on city streets are also a nuisance. No decision was made on a suggestion by the city administrator to consider Sunday liquor sales. Approval was given reducing the width of the alley behind the new Sunflower Credit Union building to 16 feet in order to accommodate a gas line. The city brush dump site is now open Wednesdays 4 until 6, Saturday and Sundays 1 to 5, weather permitting, for disposal of branches and yard waste. Vermilion will host a kickoff planning meeting for the 150th sesquicentennial celebration, with the public invited this Friday evening at 6:30. The celebration is planned Memorial Day weekend with a Saturday morning parade, quilt show, craft show, and car show. Other games and activities are planned along with Sunday church services, the annual alumni banquet, and Memorial Day services. Roger L. Turnbull, age 76, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Roger Turnbull. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tomato bisque, pimento cheese on all wheat bread, relish plate, and pineapple. Monday's menu, hamburger on a bun, baked beans, pea salad, and a watermelon. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Every producer worth his salt knows you're paid to produce. Same in our business. As ag banking experts, we know how to help your operation be successful, how to grow your business, how to produce results. So when you need an ag banking specialist for any reason, talk to us. Like you, we're paid to produce. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Saturday, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a reception for Cammie Olson and Amanda Wagner, artists of the Perennial Bodies exhibit, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Come meet the artists, enjoy refreshments, listen to live acoustic guitar, and listen to poetry read by the artist. Don't miss this event at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art, Saturday from 5 to 6:30.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We still have this low pressure system moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring rain showers across the area as we head through the day tonight and will continue into tomorrow before this whole entire system moves off towards the east. We'll finally see some dry weather and sunny skies thanks to a high pressure system as we head into Sunday and Monday. Some areas across the central parts of the Midwest could see a little bit of some rain and snow showers mixed as we head into late tonight into early tomorrow. Otherwise, temperature wise, really not bad, but we'll see a warm up as we head into it next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, occasional rain showers, possible thunderstorms, mid-40s. Winds will be from the northeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy rain showers, then a chance of rain and snow in the mid-30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, isolated chances of rain and snow early, then a chance of rain at mid-40s. And tomorrow night, becoming mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this date, 87 in 1895. The average low, 37. Record low is 15 degrees in 1913. Sunset this evening, 7:42. Sunrise in the morning at 7:12. We received just short of an inch of rain yesterday at the KNDY studios. Continued cloudy, overcast, 42 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the northeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 29th of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A very sweet 16 for the Boilermakers and a disappointing opening day for the Red Sox. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Purdue into the Elite Eight, beating out Tennessee in a sweet 16 matchup to remember.
Here's Klein. He's been the hero. Two crossover dribbles, eight to shoot. He's between the circles. He drives. He steps back. Fade away three. Good! Unbelievable!
On Westwood 1, Carson Edwards hit two clutch free throws to send the game into overtime, and Purdue got the win, 99-94. In the other Sweet 16 action last night, Gonzaga coasted past Florida State, 72-58. Virginia won a defensive battle over Oregon, 53-49, and Texas Tech blew out Michigan, 63-44. To opening day baseball, the Mariners scored seven runs off Red Sox ace Chris Sale in just three innings.
Swing, Beckham, deep to center field, Bradley to the track, to the wall, gone off the batter's eye!
On KIRO, Seattle won 12-4. More baseball action. The Dodgers set an opening day record by hitting eight home runs en route to a shellacking of the Diamondbacks.
There's a fly ball to left field. Well hit, on its way, and gone, a home run. Kike Hernandez.
On KLAC, two homers on the day for both Kike Hernandez and Joc Pederson as Los Angeles cruised to a 12-5 victory. In NBA action last night, Chris Middleton led the Bucks with 39 points as they snapped the Clippers' six-game win streak.
They go to Ersan Ilyasova. Middleton, corner three, laces into it. Nailed it, and a foul!
On WTMJ, 128-118 your final. That's four straight wins for the Bucks. In the NHL, Jordan Eberle led a late comeback as the Islanders topped the Jets.
Eberle, left of the net, walks in, shoots it, scores!
On WFAN, 5-4 the final. And the Capitals clinched a playoff spot with a 3-2 win over the Hurricanes. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The efforts by the Trump administration that seek trade policy changes by China are drawing global support. Reuters reporting the European Union shares many of the same frustrations over China's technology transfer and market access constraints as a quiet supporter of Trump's efforts with China. That comes, though, as the U.S. is seeking trade talks with the EU as well, and agriculture is a key sticking point. The ongoing talks with China continue later the week, and Trump administration claiming to be in the final stages of negotiations. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue previously said China could double or triple its purchases of U.S. ag products as part of the trade agreement. The current tariff climate between China and the U.S. slowed China's purchases of U.S. farm products, including soybeans and pork. Originally thought to be completed at the end of March, some experts now say a deal may be finalized as early as summer. Canada and Mexico are again pressing the Trump administration to remove steel and aluminum tariffs. Canada Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland met with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer earlier in the week and threatened to withhold ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement if the duties remain in place. Ag Secretary Perdue and others previously said if the tariffs remain in place following implementation of the USMCA, the tariffs would offset any gains reached by the agreement. Specifically, Freeland of Canada urging the administration to lift the tariffs without replacing them with a quota. She told reporters Canadians feel the right thing is should be no 232 tariffs or retaliatory measures between the two countries. A trade official from Mexico echoed those comments, saying what industry in North America needs is an elimination of the tariff. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Billions in farm disaster aid, including for this month's historic flooding in the Midwest, could get bogged down in a dispute over disaster funding for Puerto Rico. A $13 billion Senate bill includes $5 billion for producers' net disaster losses for this year and last, along with several hundred million dollars for storm response, recovery, and better forecasting. But President Trump objects to Puerto Rico hurricane aid. Democrats are demanding beyond $600 million in food assistance. Top Senate Appropriations Democrat Patrick Leahy.
The president's refusal to help Americans in Puerto Rico not only delays an important disaster bill that many other states are relying on to speed their recovery efforts, it discriminates against the over 3 million Americans who reside in Puerto Rico, and that's wrong.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Midwest farmers and ranchers need help now. More votes on the Senate bill were expected this week, possibly next. Senate Democrats proposed passing a House-passed version or even a shell bill to set up negotiations with the House. Soil temperature report brought to you by the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Abilene Machine. Ag producers around the country depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at the lowest possible prices. Call 800-255-0337 for new, remanufactured, and recycled parts for planters, drills, tractors, combines, and more. Order online at AbileneMachine.com. Southern counties in Kansas, northern counties in Oklahoma warming up after a couple of very pleasant days. Soil temperature report as of 7 a.m. this morning, 51, 52, and 53 degrees. Report brought to you by the Kansas Corn Growers Association and Abilene Machine. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Are you ready for tax season? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's free. You don't even have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has many locations in the Wichita area and throughout the state. To find a site near you, visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Devastating, unimaginable. Those are just a couple of the words to describe the widespread flooding in Nebraska and the damage to agriculture. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It's one thing to see the damage and the devastation from the Nebraska flooding on TV or on social media. It's another to live through it. Steve Nelson is the president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau.
It's probably almost unimaginable for folks that aren't in the area and going through this. And, you know, we're looking at losses here that I believe are well over $1 billion, you know, somewhere in that $400 million worth of livestock losses. There are the estimates that I've seen, probably over that in losses related to the inability to plant crops on time, or in some cases, I'm sure that crops won't get planted this year. And then if you add in the infrastructure, I've seen numbers in that $400 to $500 million range to repair the infrastructure that's there. And I don't think those numbers include property damage that are on farms, so like losses connected to losing buildings or equipment, those kinds of things would not be part of those numbers. So this is a very significant and what undoubtedly will be a historic event for Nebraska.
The rapidness of this really seems pretty remarkable. There was a story of a hog farmer who lost all but a handful of his herd, looking out over the field and seeing a 3-foot wall of water coming his way. Did this really come on quickly?
Well, it did. I think that what's important to understand is that what ended up happening with the combination of the snow, the heavy rain, frozen land, all of those things is just unprecedented and has caused flooding that no one would have expected. And, you know, I've had people relay a number of stories to me where they moved their livestock to higher ground, basically to a place that, you know, has always been safe before, and then the water got there anyway. So I'm sure that most farmers and ranchers did everything that they could to prepare for this in the time that they had, but again, the magnitude of this event is just so unprecedented that you wouldn't be able to know to respond in ways that could have avoided it.
You can help. Donations are being taken at the Nebraska Farm Bureau website, nefb.org. Back after this.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 42 degrees in Marysville. Temperatures on the cooler side, ranging in the upper 40s today and again tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Yesterday, opening day for baseball season, and the Kansas City Royals opened a three-game series with the Chicago White Sox. Brad Keller pitched two-hit ball over seven shutout innings. Adalberto Mondesi tripled twice, and the Kansas City Royals beat the White Sox 5-3 after the start of their season opener was delayed nearly 2 hours by rain. George Soler drove in two runs, and Whit Merrifield scored twice for the Royals. Merrifield extended his hitting streak to 21 games dating to last season and stole two bases. He led the majors with 45 steals a year ago. Keller struck out five and walked one to help the Royals improve to 18-33 on opening day. Brad Boxberger got one out for a save in his Kansas City debut. Game two of the series set for tomorrow. First pitch at 1:15. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready for tax season? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's free. You don't even have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has many locations in the Wichita area and throughout the state. To find a site near you, visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Former Kansas State University and Green Bay Packers star Jordy Nelson retiring from the NFL, according to the Packers announcement this week. Nelson played his first 10 seasons of his career with the Pack before joining the Oakland Raiders last season. He was one of the top receivers in Packers history, finishing third all-time in receptions and second in touchdown receptions. Former Dallas Cowboys star Michael Irvin is asking for prayers as he undergoes tests for throat cancer. The 53-year-old former NFL wide receiver posted on Instagram a photo of himself this week at UCLA Ronald Reagan Hospital in Los Angeles. Irvin revealed for the last 2 months he's been dealing with persistent throat issues. He says he's terrified he might have throat cancer, which claimed his father's life at the age of 51. A biopsy was performed by doctors in hopes of diagnosing the problem. And Lipscomb and Wichita State University tip off NIT action Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you want to live to 100, you might want to emulate those who've done it already. It's a look at who's aging best and why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations.
The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and